USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The President and First Lady paid their respects Tuesday night to a Capitol police officer who died from injuries suffered in the riots at the Capitol last month. Officer Brian Sicknick will lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda overnight. A ceremony will be held Wednesday morning before Sicknick is interred at Arlington National Cemetery. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has condemned the Russian government after opposition leader Alexei Navalny was sentenced to more than 3 years in prison. In a tweet, Blinken called for Navalny's immediate release and said that the U.S. was deeply concerned by Russia's actions toward him. Navalny is a vocal critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. He was arrested in January after returning to Moscow from Germany, where he'd spent several months recovering after being poisoned by a nerve agent. Navalny accuses the Kremlin for the attack. He was sentenced for parole violations relating to a 2014 fraud conviction, a case he says was politically motivated. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The legal team for former President Donald Trump formally responded to the article of impeachment against him Tuesday, calling the process to impeach an official who is out of office unconstitutional. In their brief, the president's lawyers deny that Trump incited the riots at the Capitol building on January 6th, where 5 people were killed. Democratic House impeachment managers also filed a brief Tuesday, laying out their case for impeachment. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells PBS's NewsHour that he's in agreement with the former president's lawyers. Impeaching a president after they leave office is unconstitutional.
It is now coming to the Senate, and I believe that it's unconstitutional for us in the Senate to go through a trial of impeachment of somebody who is no longer in office, and the fact that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court isn't going to preside tells me that it is not a legitimate process.
The Senate trial is set to begin next week, though the chances for conviction are considered to be very low. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Is China testing President Biden early in his term? Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News,
"For Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26 memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the centenarian who'd raised more than $40 million for Britain's National Health Service charities has died. Captain Sir Tom Moore passed away after being hospitalized over the weekend with breathing issues. Moore had tested positive for COVID-19 last week. He became a viral sensation last year when he started a fundraising walk, vowing to walk 100 laps of his yard before his 100th birthday. The World War II veteran was knighted by Queen Elizabeth in a special ceremony in July. Moore was 100. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.